This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
Happy birthday to you.
What?
Happy birthday to you.
There must be a mistake. My birthday's in December.
Happy birthday, dear.
That's not even how you pronounce my name.
Happy birthday to you.
Wow. Applause, applause, applause. Aaron, that was fantastic. I can't believe you jumped out of a cake for that. You are covered in icing.
Adel's not even here. He sent Puzzbot on his birthday. Of course he did. He's not going to show up on his 40th birthday to record, tweet at him, say happy birthday. What?
I got to say, if someone's eating a cake,
what?
You can't just pop out of it, okay?
Also,
this is not a birthday cake.
Also, we should get you to the ER because you were in the oven at 450 for 3 hours.
But I'm delicious.
Hold on, man. Your oven's too hot for cakes. 450 will fuck up a cake.
Am I the
only one who knows how to make a cake?
Let me taste it. Yep, it's ruined.
This is bad.
This is bad cake. Hey, thank you two for showing up. I have organized a surprise party for Adel. Because, of course, we know today, June 1st is his 40th birthday.
Are you okay, Puzzbot? Are you 40 today, too?
No, my system could hardly handle a number that big.
Oh, good roast on Adel.
I forgot Adel built this robot, so yeah, 40 big number. I thought it was because you were throwing a little accent on it. I thought you were having trouble saying 40 and not sounding like a Scotsman.
Oh, I've never tried an accent. Let me try now. Give me an accent.
Puzzbot with that. Okay, well, why don't we just start with the beginning?
I heard Jamaican.
Scottish.
No, Puzzbot. No, Puzzbot.
Cancel routine.
So Puzzbot, you're throwing a surprise party for Adel's 40th birthday.
And that's definitely why I'm here.
That's what I've been told to tell you. But in all honesty, it's hard to whisper as a robot. And also in all honesty, Adel knows that you two will be here. He has something planned.
Something planned beyond sending you, Puzzbot.
Yes.
Also, why does it sound so nefarious that he has something planned and he knows that I'll be here? That's sounding a little sketchy.
I cooked myself in the oven for him, and he didn't even show up.
Are those song lyrics?
Maybe. We'll see. I'm actually working on that right now. We'll see.
It sounds like you're almost singing You're So Vain. Anyway, you're supposed to press play on this boombox whenever the two of you are mentally prepared.
That might be 40 minutes from now, Puzzbot. Is that okay?
That is apropos for a 40th birthday.
Okay,
and also, I haven't seen one of these in fucking 10 years. What am I supposed to press? I'm supposed to press?
But you did see a boombox in 2012?
Yeah. I went to a boombox party. You weren't doing those boombox parties?
No.
From the iPod commercials?
Oh, dang.
Everybody brings a boombox, plugs their headphones into it, and they just dance?
I feel jealous.
You weren't doing those?
No, I didn't have many friends. All right, let's press play. And play.
Lordy, 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 40, 40, 40, this dude's old as hell. Adler Fies, growing older giveaway. Based on the age that Adel is turning today,
Uncle Adel faces death.
Fuck me, that's so old.
Yay! What? A game show? I can win money on Adel's birthday? What?
Whoa.
Is it my birthday?
Holy shit, that was either really cool or Adel just kind of saying it. depending on how it works out with timing. That was very cool.
Yes,
good
yes.
Job,
welcome.
Arnie.
Welcome, my friends. JBC, Aaron, it's so great to see you. Sorry I'm being lowered down on this disc from the ceiling. I just wanted to make some sort of dramatic entrance. I hate you. Don't divorce.
Why does Puzzbot turn into bugs when you show up?
Yeah, that's my big question, too.
How to answer this. You know about the ancient Egyptian bug, the scarab?
Say no more, buddy.
I'm familiar.
Oh, Rex Manning Day.
Rex Manning. Wow, you were born on Rex Manning Day?
No, close to. I was born in a little day, a little month, and a little year called June 1st, 1982.
June 1st, 1982.
I love Smashing Pumpkins,
yeah.
Now, a few little facts about June 1st, 1982, or just 1982 in general. Some of the hot slang that we kids used was gag me with a spoon, barf me out, bad, and no duh. Some of the top baby names were Jennifer, Amanda, Sarah, Jason, Michael, Matthew. I, of course, was not named any of those because I was a little foreign freak, baby.
Jason Michael Matthews sounds like he sounds like he would be on like Party of Five.
And I thought
Party of Five with Jason Michael Matthews.
to celebrate and honor the 40 years that I've been wandering this earth in search of water, I thought to play a version of my game show that I like to play every once in a while. Once in a blue moon. Let me take a sip of this blue moon. Ah, wheat beer. Now
everything's moving so fast.
Shush, shush, shush. Now, Aaron, you said you look forward to winning money. Here's what I'll say. No longer at 40 years old, having just turned 40 this morning and not even being awake for it. Money no longer concerns me. I feel like I don't want to be obsessed with money. I don't want to have material things. I have so much shit in my house. I want to get rid of a lot of it, actually.
I also think on last episode, you said that you would give Aaron $10,000 for something. So, Adel, I got to say.
That can't be right.
I'm glad that you're no longer giving out money at the way that you
were just
spending.
Can I say something, JPC?
Sure.
It is so sad that you're clinging to the past. You're talking about 39-year-old Adel. I don't know what that guy's deal was.
Okay, it's really clear that Adel gambled away all of his money last night.
It's not a gamble if you think they're going to win.
I think I could probably give you what that guy's deal was if you have it.
If you think they're going to win?
No, you know what? Sure.
Well, I bet on a horse and its name was Funktastic. So Funktastic did not place, but anyway.
What does that play on words of?
I am no longer concerned with material things. So what I am offering the two of you, the victor of this round of game show, I'm offering is the winner will get a personal poem that I write myself, that I concoct in my mental laboratory. I go into my mind palace, and I write you a poem that will be read on a later episode of Hey Riddle Riddle. What a treat.
Yeah, I guess I want that.
Because aren't time and emotion more valuable than money?
Let's see, can I eat a poem?
If you cook it in the oven at 450 for 3 hours.
Can I use a poem to buy diamonds? I don't think
so. What do I want more, a poem or nothing? God, this is a toss-up. I think I want the poem a little more than I want nothing.
Now we're talking.
Because a poem, it's not going to clutter up my space, right? Like,
Happy birthday, Adel. I want one of your poems more than nothing.
And I guess, now is the poem, you said the poem is about me or the poem is about, it could just be like whatever you're musing about.
Ooh, can I trade a poem in about me for a mean poem about JPC? Because I'm very interested in that.
Whoever wins, you will get the opportunity to tell me what the poem will be about.
Yes. Okay, I'm very interested in
that. I like that.
Okay, and it will be read on air. I can't stress that enough.
I can't stress that enough. By the way. My gift is not letting him write a poem. What?
Aaron sent me a real gift, and it came in the mail.
Can you believe it?
A 5,000-pound box, and I go, what could this possibly be? And I opened it, and it was...
A 5,000-pound box inside of the box.
It was 5,000 British dollars. It was a phenomenal, gorgeous, antique, like, cast iron pineapple that's bookends for my tiki bar.
Oh, so it really was about 5,000 pounds.
It was about, and I'm not being hyperbolic. It was literally 5,000 pounds.
They're antique.
They're antique. They're beautiful. Aaron, thank you so much.
Of course. I look forward to every time I have an excuse to buy you a gift because I love making your bar cooler.
So, Aaron, when I moved into my new place and you asked me for my mailing address for a housewarming gift, and I said, you don't have to do that. And you're like, no, I want to. And I gave you my... address, and that was what?
I also have a wedding gift for you, but it's not back in stock till the summer.
Hey.
Kind of seems like...
This is my 40th birthday game show. Okay, you're focusing on petty bullshit.
You're right. And that's what you want? Hold on. Now, yes.
This is the first round. JPC pineapples. Although, JPC, I will say, when you got COVID, I said to Sean, should I send JPC an edible arrangement? And he went, no, Aaron. He has enough on his plate right now.
That would have been, now I have to track down the edible arrangement guy. Okay. Shake him down, give him COVID, say, you give this to whoever sent this.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. Aaron, okay, you just gave me a brilliant idea.
What?
I'm going to announce it here on the air, but don't worry, by the time this releases, it will be trademarked. I am, at 40 years old, introducing a new business. I need a side hustle. The new business is called Arranged Edibles. What I do is I buy a bunch of edibles from a dispensary, and I arrange them in such a way that's pleasing to the eye optically.
You're going to kill so many people.
By the way, if you thought edible arrangements were expensive, just wait until you take fruit, the thing that costs 39 cents, and exchange it for edibles.
The things that are full of THC. You're going to make so many people take way too much.
Please go to
this may be a conflict with some of our sponsors, I believe. So
please go to what I have to assume is arrangededibles.com. Try .edu. JBC,
we're gonna play the game.
JBC, you're absolutely right in terms of it is insane to me that you look up at an edible arrangement and you're like, oh, some cantaloupe and strawberries.
Yeah.
What is this, like $8? And they're like $94.
It's like buying a rug. It's like, oh, these motherfuckers can really just charge whatever they want for this.
This is a real thing I've said in my life. I just want to be rich enough where I can buy an edible arrangement every Sunday.
just for shits and giggles. And laminate them just so you can have them around the house.
Yeah, I don't want to eat them.
Okay, so it sounds like you both are interested in playing for a poem. So we have our two contestants.
And technically every time I order at a restaurant, I am making an edible arrangement.
Oh, I like that.
You're arranging to,
to eat. Yeah.
I love that.
For sure.
I love that. What a positive outlook on life.
What's my character?
I
can't possibly just be me, right?
You're nice, but you're also a little snarky.
Yeah.
What else?
It's like nice with a razor's edge.
Okay, so here's going to be the first round of this game show. It's going to be a little bit different from previous game shows, but there are going to be some returning elements. So for this first round, we're going to get to know June 1st, 1982. The time and place that Addle was concocted was...
Got it.
Was, actually, you tell me. Where was I born? And don't forget, you have to puzz in, where do we think Addle was born? I've said it multiple times.
It's probably something like Pascaquitchy, Illinois, or something like that.
He wasn't born in Illinois.
I was born in Alicart, Wyoming. Aaron, you buzzed?
Yeah, you were not born in Illinois.
That is incorrect.
Wait a second. You're just puzzling in to guess where you're not born?
Yeah, I thought that would be funny.
We're whittling it down. Does anybody want to take... This is for just a little bonus point.
It was Illinois, right?
It was Illinois.
And the name of the town that you were born in is... you know what? You said it a bunch of... Is it a weird sound of name, kind of like...
I don't know if it's weird sounding.
Chicago. As
weird as any town name is, but I will give you a hint. This is also the birthplace of one Carl Sandburg.
Wait, Carl Sandburg, Andy's dad, SNL?
Uh-huh.
You were born in Vermont.
It's not Las Vegas, Nevada, because you were there for a while.
Mm-hmm. JPC, you get a bonus point for knowing where I used to live.
So you weren't there, I know, but you've lived, but you were born in Illinois.
I was born in Illinois.
Wait, Aaron, we get bonus points for where he used to live. Okay, so it wasn't that apartment on, now I don't know. It's on the west side of town.
Your place in Logan Square.
Yeah, your place in Logan.
Bonus point for Aaron.
Thank you.
Was it the one right next to the old I.O.?
Bonus point for JPC.
You lived in Ohio? You lived in Ohio?
I lived in Columbus, Ohio. Bonus point for Aaron. Okay, so you both have two bonus points. Now,
for a couple of years, didn't you live inside that mind of Mencia?
Yes, thank you. Yeah. That's a bonus point for JPC. I only repeated stand-up material I heard on the road from lesser-known comedians.
You said rent in my nightmares. You lived in my nightmares for quite some time.
Minus 2 points for Aaron.
Wow.
What?
Because
I mean?
I don't know the name of this. Okay. I don't know the name of the town, Adel. You're going to have to give it to me because I know there's like one stoplight.
Yes, there's one stoplight and it's for the horse.
Joe, mm-hmm. What is it? 2 minute.
2 minute.
2 minute Mike. That's Neponset. That's where I grew up at some point. But I was born.
By the way, I was going to say Neponset. So that's the one I thought it was.
Okay. JPC, I would have given you one extra point. So I'll write that down.
Never would have got that name.
I was born in Galesburg.
Galesburg.
Okay.
Galesburg.
Yes. My parents met at Knox College.
In Galesburg.
In Galesburg, where my mother was studying to be a nurse and my dad was playing soccer.
What do you think at Knox College? I'm not familiar. Difficulty level there. Was it kind of easy? Was it?
I truly
medium.
Don't know. I think it's a pretty good college.
Was it rigorous?
Well, so
would you say that your parents both
Hard
graduated
knocks?
From the College of Hard Knocks?
I see.
I love that. Bonus I really actually JPC. Do like that. No,
that's
wait, kind of, heck?
That's for his birthday.
I can be funny and clever too. Just
no,
give me
that's
a
present for Adel's birthday.
Thank you.
Adel, give me a chance. Give
you
me a chance.
You shouldn't have. Okay, Aaron, I'll give you a chance. Here you go. You have 30 seconds on the clock starting now.
Oh my God, to what? Be clever?
Good luck. I don't know. You Aaron, wanted the chance.
You kept saying, give me a chance.
I know, but I need a setup. Seconds. Give me something to be clever about.
Okay Aaron,
here's what I'll say. The Knoxville College mascot was the Blue Bullets.
All right, Blue Bullets, Aaron. Blue Bullets. Whatever. 30 seconds starts now.
Why are those bullets so sad?
He laughs. I mean, he did laugh. You got the laugh. I don't know
point,
what else you
please.
Want.
Point, please.
He got a laugh.
Point, please.
Money, daddy. Okay, you both have 3 points now. Okay, yes. So that was the first round, we'll say. Now, the second round, where we really get into the game show, is going to be learning about June 1st, 1982, or maybe possibly just 1982 in general. Don't forget, you have to puzz in. If you give an answer without puzzing in, we have to either move on or maybe the other person will get the point. We'll decide in the moment. But
okay, so the reason I didn't puzz in before was I thought you said do forget, but it's don't forget.
Yeah, that was my bad. I should have clarified.
I don't know. Yeah, you know what? I may have misheard it, so I'm willing to chalk it up to just youthful indiscretions.
Willing to chalk it up, yuck it up. Okay, the first question we're going to ask is what was the number one movie June 1st of 1982? And you can ask some
Top
yes or
Gun.
No. Until you puzz in, you can ask yes or no questions.
Okay, so we only get one puzz in, though, right? Puzz, question.
You don't have to puzz in for asking questions.
Okay.
So you guys are going to deduce it between the two of you, asking questions. You don't have to puzz in for those, but when you give an answer, you do have to puzz in.
And we only can give one answer, and then we're done.
I wouldn't say that.
Then I don't need to ask questions. I just need to puzz.
Yes.
I say True Lies.
Wow, no.
Damn,
puzz, way off.
Is this
way
a good off. Movie? Well, that's a question. So no, I don't have to puzz.
I think it's a good movie.
Okay.
Is it an action movie?
That's a good question.
I guess technically, I kind of. Yeah, I think it's a
puzz.
Action movie.
Is it Rocky?
Aaron,
it
you
really?
Are burning hot.
Okay,
I
wouldn't know where to go from there.
Is it Rambo?
Was it Rambo?
Colder, much colder, much colder.
Oh, wow. Okay, so
Aaron, burning hot with Rocky.
Okay, what is other
movies? So this is 82
that he was in.
This is the number one movie, May 1st, 1982. Another movie overtook it that week, but on June 1st, this was still the number one movie.
Huh, okay.
What other movies was he in?
Who?
Well, Rambo, but remember, Rambo is cold and Rocky is burning hot.
Pause.
Yes.
Was it Rocky 2?
Even hotter. We are on the precipice of
Rocky 3.
Aaron, it was Rocky 3.
I don't deserve that point.
Wow. Aaron, that's actually really good.
I was desperately trying to get away from Rocky. I was like, what's action without being action?
What was Rocky 79?
I thought, yeah.
Rocky, I think, was 79. So, right.
That's quick for those sequels.
So, in 1982, the number one movie for a while was Porky's. Don't watch that movie, does not hold up. Then it was Conan the Barbarian, starring True Lies superstar Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Damn.
Then it was Rocky
III. True
Lies
was a great guess.
Then it was Rocky III during my birthday. And then later that week in my birthday, what overtook it is Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Khan! With Benedict Cumberbatch.
With Benedict Cumberbatch. And then right after Wrath of Khan, became one of the biggest grossing movies of all time that dominated the full year, which was E.T. the Avatar. Extraterrestrial.
Mm-hmm.
That came out in 82, huh?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Okay.
I would have had no idea.
Me and E.T. What do we think? This is the next question. What do we think the number one song June 1st of 1982 was?
The song from Rocky.
From Rocky 3.
Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger.
It's probably that one that was like,
Heart of Glass by Blondie.
That's the one. All right, you know what it was?
Aaron, if you ever make a game show, it should be JPC and I trying to guess you mumbling lyrics, because I feel like that's your brand is like.
Oh my gosh, my mom and dad were here this week, and I know who I got mumbling lyrics from. My
that's amazing.
It was probably, just not one way. It's probably that one. Not quite ready to puzz and lock that one in, but it was probably that.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. Was Loverboy involved in this song at all?
Loverboy was not involved. And here's, Aaron, I know your next question. And yes, audio was made in 1982.
Oh, I'm hilarious.
This wasn't pre-audio.
Is it?
Pre-audio can still get you pregnant.
Take on me. No, it was not.
Was it a male singer?
I don't know how to fully answer this, but I will say, since we're going yes or no, I will say yes.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, but there's
an asterisk. An asterisk.
Oh,
there's an asteroid.
Is it a duet?
It is a duet. Yes.
Fuck me up inside. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is Evanescence.
You are surprisingly close with that answer. In a weird way.
Okay, so what way would Evanescence be? Evanescence
is.
Here's what I'll say, JPC. On paper, you're close, but that's the only way.
Okay, so like Everlast, Everclear, there's like Eva.
Think of a single duet from the 80s. Am I okay?
Oh, was this a duet with Evel Knievel
and Jerry
his
Tarkanian?
Motorcycle?
Yeah. Yeah, that was Evel Knievel and his motorcycle did a duet of Dave Matthews' Crash.
That's a good one, Aaron. Is that a duet?
I don't think so. I'm trying to think of other songs from the 80s.
Don't you want... that is not a...
Can we get a hint? Can we have one of the two people who was involved in this song?
No, because that would give it away.
What is it, Sonny and Cher's I Got You, Babe?
No.
Fuck.
And feel free, again, really lay on those yes or no questions. I feel like we could really...
Is it a good song?
Whittle it down. It is a good song.
Is the genre like I want to say classic rock?
No.
Is the genre like a ballad or not even genre, but is this like a ballad song?
Balladish.
Okay.
Balladesque.
is this a Billy Idol song? We got Billy Idol in the mix.
No.
Is it like someone who's not normally on the charts?
No. This is both people are chart legends.
And
these
it's
are
a man
chart-
and a woman. It's a man and a woman.
No.
Oh, it's two women.
Two men.
No.
No, the one's a yes. man. Two men.
Yes.
Is this an Air Supply song?
No. I said these are chart legends. I do want to see a song.
Air Supply, not chart legends? I gotta say, before you say anything else, Billy Idol, Billie Eilish, have they done a duet together yet? Because we got to get into the history books before it's too late.
Well, we already have a Billy Idol, Miley Cyrus duet.
Yeah, but her name's not Billy, is it?
The Eilish and Idol. I'd watch it over American Idol.
Yeah, me too.
I do want to see a scene. Don't forget, you can't earn points for making me laugh very hard.
Okay.
I want to see a scene. The two of you are a 1980s band. You are, we're not going to say what band, and you are in the studio currently trying to write a song. The song you write will become very well known. It is an actual song that exists in our world that we like, or we at least make fun of.
Got it.
But this is the origin story of that song with this, with these two in the studio.
All right. Cocaine done. Sandwich ate.
Okay. Here's my vibe. I don't think what we're doing sexual enough, yeah?
Okay.
I think in the song, I think you do the song, you sing what you're going to sing. I think, you know, I'm on the guitar, I'm supposed to be playing on the guitar. I think what I do is I do like,
and
I feel like that will be my contribution to the song.
And what should my contribution be?
Just sing it normal, sing a big, nice bass line, you do the song as written, and I'm like, ooh, ba ah, ah, ah.
Bonus point to JPC.
What if I just go like, a bee boo doo boop, a ski boo doo dee.
Bonus point to Aaron.
I'm in a battle, what if I do right. Some of those?
I don't hate that. I do think I want to do a few of those as well, if we're doing
you
want
to do some give me dope.
Give me my point. Here's what I'll say. I think we should both have equal representation in the song. So whatever you do, I will also get to do my own version.
So if I do this with my guitar, meow-meow, that means...
That's my guitar.
Same. Same. Very nice job. So just for anybody who doesn't know, and because this might help you along the way, what song were you creating? Clearly, you were Mick Jagger and David Bowie creating the song
"Under Pressure" by Queen.
"Under Pressure" by Queen.
So yeah. This is Jagger and Bowie.
No.
Is
it? Okay, I thought you two were playing Jagger and Bowie.
Kind of like it.
I will say here's a hint.
Okay.
It is two men. It's a duet with two men. Okay. One is American. One is not.
Okay, so let's go with
what else is there besides America?
Oh, not this again.
Can you
2 points
see?
For Maren.
No.
Is the other a Brit?
The other is a Brit.
All right, so we got Bowie. We got Jagger. We got who else are the Brits of the 80s? God, and these are big time chart toppers.
Yeah. Did VH1 ever do a Brits of the 80s show?
I don't know. And if they did, I didn't watch it. You did say that, and I said I don't know, and then I was like...
Elton John is British.
Elton John is British, yes.
Is he? Yes, he is.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, still.
Absolutely.
The other guy who is British is, of course, Paul Simon.
George Michael.
You're 50% there, JPC.
Simon. Oh, it's a Simon and Garfunkel song!
No.
Simon Cowell.
No.
Paul Simon and...
You're 50% there.
So it's Paul...
Yeah.
Paul somebody.
Yeah.
Paul
Reiser?
It is Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt.
I got
it.
It
is Mad About You.
Mad About You.
Paul McCartney and then an American guy sang a
yes.
duet.
Mm-hmm.
What?
This is the day I was born, and I think I was born at like 3 something in the morning, my mom claims, but the day I was born, this was the number one song. And it was Paul
remix?
McCartney, and it
Wings?
Is not, to my knowledge, it's not a remix. It's definitely been done several times, but I think I'm almost positive this is the original. But I think it has been done since.
Aaron said Wings. Was it a Wings song?
Or it is not. No, Wings was a duet with him and Linda McCartney. This was probably during the Wings era, but it was Paul and someone else. And
Interesting.
I think you both know this song.
Steven Tyler.
You're halfway there.
Oh,
Steven.
Steven?
Yeah. Well, a version
Steve?
Of Steven.
Steve.
Closer.
Closer, but not correct. Steven, Steve, Stee.
Stevie Wonder?
There you go.
They sang a song together?
Yes.
Am I?
Maybe you don't know this song. Puzz it if you know it.
I will say Puzz, and I will say, no, wait.
Oh,
they didn't say Ebony and Ivory,
yeah,
did they?
Did they?
Yes. JPC, you got it. It's Ebony and Ivory by Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder.
That was McCartney?
I don't know why I don't associate that song with Paul McCartney at all.
There was a whole run where Paul McCartney was doing duets with people, and it was like him and Stevie Wonder did Ebony and Ivory. Him and Michael Jackson did The Girl Is Mine. It was just like a whole, I guess it's just those two.
I do. The only way I know Ebony and Ivory was, I think, from an old SNL sketch that I'm going over the lyrics in my head now, and it doesn't age well, but it wasn't meant to at the time. And I don't know that. Oh, it was Stevie Wonder. I think it was like a thing where Stevie Wonder was doing Ebony and Ivory with a bunch of other people that weren't Paul McCartney. And it was just like circling through and showing you what that song would have sounded like with other people. You know how SNL does those sketches that are just impression vehicles for other people?
Well, they did. Yeah, they did an SNL where Joe Piscopo played Frank Sinatra and then Eddie Murphy was Stevie Wonder and they sang this song.
That is exactly the one that I am thinking of, because I'm thinking of the Joe Piscopo Frank Sinatra. And again, I don't think it ages well. Don't look for it.
I remember the sketch, but I don't remember what they say, but it probably doesn't hold up.
He is, I don't remember exactly what they say. I can sing a little bit because it's burned into my brain.
No. JPC, you currently stand at 5 points. Aaron, you currently stand at 6 points.
I'm sitting.
Okay, we're going to take a break soon, but before we do, we're going to do one more from this round of June 1st, 1982. What do we think? I want you to name at least two of the top TV shows during the week of June 1st, 1982.
Pause.
Now there are maybe... I have a list of eight here that were in the top. I want to hear at least two of them. JPC.
Oh, no, that makes it so I should definitely be getting one.
The news and sports.
Yeah, you did it.
Here's what I'll say. Legally, I have to give this to you because the number one program by far was 60 Minutes, which is
hell yeah.
The news.
Hell yeah.
And then in the top five was Monday Night Football.
Yeah. Are you ready for some sports?
So, JPC, I am giving you a point for that.
Okay.
Aaron, if you unfair.
Aaron, if you if you would also like a point, if you can give me, I'll give you 2 points, Aaron. If you can give me two by name shows of two of the top shows from that time.
And Aaron, I am here to help you. So if you need
you're
me
no
as a
help,
resource.
Mr. Sports and News.
And I'll give you, Aaron, well, I'll say we have a minute until break. You have 1 minute to name two of the top shows from June 1st, 1982. And I'll tell you, one of them is probably exactly what you think it is.
Full
House.
Wow.
It's a joke.
Hold on. You don't get to make a guess and then
Starsky
say it's a joke.
And Hutch.
No, you have 55 minutes. You have 55 seconds
minutes.
Remaining.
Growing Pains.
No, you have 50 seconds remaining.
I got another guess.
Golden Girls.
I'm going to guess like Young and the Restless. Wasn't that
Cheers.
On back then? Days of Our Lives.
No.
Cheers, I think, debuted in 82, but it's not on this list, so it wasn't a hit yet. GPC, there is a soap opera-esque show on here, but actually there's two that are very soap-ish, but they're not like daytime soaps.
Facts of Life. Dallas.
Somebody just said one of them. Yes, Dallas was one.
That was JPC. I'll take a point.
JPC said it.
And then I can't stress enough, there's one show that both of you absolutely know, and it was like the biggest deal.
I guess Golden Girls.
No.
This was
a show every eyeball in America was on. And
oh, MASH.
MASH.
So I'll give you each 1 point since GPC got Dallas. And Aaron, I'll give you a point for MASH. The other top shows were Three's Company.
Oh, yeah. Wow, 82. Huh?
Simon and Simon, which I've never heard of. Falcon Crest, I've never heard of.
Oh,
and The Love Boat.
Whoa, Love Boat. Okay.
Aaron, I'll give you one extra point if, taking us to break, you will sing the Love Boat theme song.
It's the Love Boat, on a boat and falling in love. It's the Love Boat. Oh no, we capsized and we're on an island. Love Boat, love on a boat. Love Boat.
1 point to JPC.
No.
Honey, I was just watching the Love Boat's intro theme. You know the boat sank. It sank in the intro.
I can't believe I lost a point.
Un, don, trois. Ça sank.
GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Nattle on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so This is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
Welcome back, everyone. Of course, we are playing the very special 40th birthday game show.
Lordy, 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 40, 40, 40, this dude's old as hell. Adlerfy's growing older giveaway.
Adlerfy's growing older giveaway.
Based on the age that Adl is turning today, Uncle
Adl faces death.
Fuck me, that's so old.
We're into our next round, okay?
Yeah.
And before we get into that next round, I do want to present, because I feel like, based on Aaron's tremendous Love Boat song, I do want to see a quick scene. This will be fairly quick. And I do want to see a scene of two people on a boat that is sinking, and okay. They're in love.
Oh, okay.
So this is based on the Love Boat theme you sang, Aaron. Two people in love on a boat that's sinking.
No, you sink first.
Point for Aaron.
I think that the rules are women and children
don't
first.
Point for
no,
PPC.
You think first.
No. Look, we all know I love going down first.
Oh,
and I do not mind. And I do not
well,
mind.
Well, you know that I don't mind getting wet. Disgusting.
Scene. Perfect scene, no notes.
I have some notes.
Okay, so for this next round...
I agree with Aaron. I find being sexual in any sense completely disgusting. I think if you're listening to this podcast and you're out there trying to have sex, here's what you should do. Go shove your freaking genitals in a drawer because you don't need them. And I don't like you using them.
Open the freezer door and let the air hit your face. Snap out of it, you pervert.
Go read a book, you little sicko.
Little
stop
boys.
Trying to hump everything that moves, you little perv ass.
Quit going in the hot tub to saddle up to that jet.
Horny little nerd. Here's what you do. Go to the microwave, open that door, set it for 99 minutes, and just stand in front of it, you sicko.
Sicko.
That'll treat your sperm.
Or whatever you
round.
Have.
Or whatever you have.
You can have some sperms or some eggs or hell. You what's it called when you... a little
Spag.
Swirl? You can have a swirl. A baby.
Which
you could be
you
growing
want,
a baby.
Sperm or egg. Can I get the swirl?
Chocolate and vanilla swirl.
You got sperm in my egg. You got egg in my sperm. Reese's.
God,
actually,
I would love
a baby.
It.
That would just
I
be
would
a baby.
Love it
a baby.
If my, I would love it if my sperm had cheesecake mix in.
Stone
ew!
Cold.
Ew!
My balls have a brownie batter
core. I'm never eating cheesecake. Don't ruin dessert for people. People are nice.
Doctor, should my semen have sprinkles?
Stop it. Stop.
All right. That's an impression of what you sound like, you little sicko pervs out there trying to help and have sex. Grow
yeah,
up.
Gross.
That's what
all right,
you
Adam,
sound
we're
like.
Ready.
Okay, next round. This is so we're moving past June 1st, 1982, and we're getting to just to me, Adl Refai, this old dum-dum.
So what's going to happen first is, and don't forget, you have to puzz in.
Puzz.
I want somebody to puzz in and spell my middle name.
Oh,
correctly.
I won't be able to do it correctly.
The spelling it correctly is going to be hard. Okay, fuck. I know it's the lion from, or the monkey from Lion King. I just don't know how to spell that.
It is Mufasa. Or Rafiki, yes. Yeah.
Well, yeah, don't tell Aaron. Okay. Spelling Adel's middle name. We can ask questions though, right?
No.
Okay, this is like a new rule where we can't ask yes or no questions anymore.
I would love a spelling bee where you can ask yes or no questions. Does it end in an E? No? I got it.
Does it spell the way it sounds?
Okay, how about you just puzz in correctly say my middle name? Wow, telling.
Can I tell you that it's written on a note in my phone? Can I?
Yeah,
I think you just have
fine.
To take a stab at it. Pronouncing it. We've moved on from spelling to pronouncing it.
We were just at Adel's wedding, and I don't think it was ever said.
It was screamed several times.
I asked the guy. I was like, hey, let me see that. What are you writing down? Let me see that. Okay,
I'll give you a hint.
I know.
My dad's name.
Yeah. Puzz.
Yeah.
Is it Bastard?
Point for JVC.
Okay.
That's
but
funny.
That is incorrect.
Okay. It's not right. That's not right. Oh, man. Your dad's name, by the way, is on the tip of my tongue.
Why?
It always is. Yeah.
I'm going to give 10 more seconds and then we're scrapping
this round and moving on.
Adel's dad's name. He says, this is my dad. His name is, and I say, oh, Mr. It's nice to meet you. And then I shake his hand. Yeah, I call people Mr. First Name. Mr. Aaron, Mr. Adel, nice to meet you both.
Oh,
does it start with an N?
Nope.
Then I don't know it. It's not normal.
Does it start with a K?
There's a K in it, but not at the beginning. Aaron, you said you have it written in your phone?
I do. I have your full, you know what? Don't ask me questions about my
And you
my
have
notes.
My middle name starting as a K?
Puzz.
No, I don't have it. I didn't
Is
have it
Is it Jacko? I know that's his nickname.
Adel Jacko Refine.
It doesn't begin with an A.
Okay, so we're going to go into our speed round to move on from here. And I'm just going to start to spell it and you puzz in if you think you know it.
Got it.
Okay. Starts with an S.
Puzz.
Yes.
Sacco.
Nope. Next letter, H.
Ooh, puzz.
Next letter, yes.
Shonda?
No, closer. Next letter, A. S-H-A.
S-H-A-K.
No.
Oh. Puzz.
Yes.
Shannon.
No. Next letter, W.
Shannon's a great name.
Next letter, W.
S-H-A-W.
Puzz.
Yes.
Shawkat, Allie.
Very close. Next letter, K.
Shaka. Puzz, Shaka.
Pretty close. Last letter, I. Last letter, I.
I give up.
S-H-A-W-K-I. Shoki.
Now, I thought Shoki was a town in Illinois that you lived in.
That's Kewanee.
Damn it.
Now, yes, my full name is Adel Shoki Refai.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know.
And I thought it was Adel Shoney's
Refai. Make those fake credit cards, everybody. Off you go.
No, wait. And you have my birth date. Okay, here's the next quiz. What are my mom's maiden name? I'll tell you. And they also know what city my parents met in.
Wow.
Shit,
fucked. You're fucked, man. You're fucked.
Dude, they're going to be able to guess all your passwords.
Okay, this is bad. Yeah. We'll bleep out one of these. We'll bleep out Rocky 3.
Gotcha.
Okay. I'm going to give you, and this will be one where you kind of create on your own and then get back to me. So I'm going to give award 2 points for whoever can come up with the best acronym, or maybe you might call it an acrostic because acronym is whatever. I don't know. We'll say acrostic or acronym for my first name. So using ADAL, you're going to come up with a phrase or a sentence or whatever you want.
An initialism, if you will.
An initialism, thank you.
Okay.
Where each letter is going to stand for a different word.
And we have to use your middle name and your last name as well?
Nope, just first name.
Thank God, because I don't remember that middle name.
I do.
So ADAL, we'll cut out whatever time you work on it.
We only get one?
You can come up with a couple.
Okay.
So I'll give you, I don't know, a minute or so, and then we'll pick it up from there. Maybe a minute.
I got one.
Okay, JVC's loaded.
Hold on.
So we've got, this is Adel, against diarrhea, against indigestion.
You think my name is spelled A-D-A-I?
yeah, I guess so. I mean, I didn't have one for L, so I really wanted to make indigestion work. I was really hoping that you'd let that one go. I got lost in diarrhea there.
JPC, just plain ozone.
Okay, I'm still thinking. I'm writing it down.
Oh, Adel.
Yes.
At the After Lardy. Where can you find Adel?
Lardy.
He's at the After Lardy, baby.
Lardy, Lardy. We likes the party.
Okay.
Aaron, this better be perfect.
Okay. Aged dumbass angering lunatics.
Okay. That technically is a point, but I hate it. So.
Well, okay. I don't know we're going to be judging these.
All right. I'm going to do it.
Please, Aaron.
A dazzling, ageless legend.
Wow.
You use A?
Yeah, as A.
Oh, A boy. Is A?
Shut up.
Sorry, I have to recover from how beautiful that was. Aaron, you get 2 points. You win that.
I'm just feeling self-conscious that you guys both know I have a note in my phone dedicated to just facts about both of you.
Interesting. You're keeping tabs, literally. JPC, you get a point for coming up. You had the most. You had the biggest volume. Some of them were a little incorrect in terms of the spelling or my
Adam Driver ate lasagna.
Well, now I want to give you another point.
I'll never forget Adel's name again.
That's, I wish I had come up with that. Come on.
You don't
have to remember Adel. Adam Driver ate lasagna.
But Aaron, by far, you came up with the best one. That was fantastic. Thank you for that compliment. I hope you meant it.
Of course. I do. Of course I mean it. You think I don't like you? Would I be here if I hated you? What are you talking about?
I meant the thing about the lunatic.
Okay. Now you have no time. Thank you. Now you have no time to prepare. This just has to be instantaneous, and I'll call on one of you to go first.
Oh, please.
I'm going to give 1 point to whoever does the best Adel impression. Aaron, go ahead and go first.
I'm so sorry that you got my order wrong. I did it.
I like that I'm always being hit in the stomach.
And I'm Adel Rifai.
Great. Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, baby.
That's a front runner for sure. That is for sure a front runner. JPC, it is now your turn.
Oh, I apologize. No, it's my fault. I'm so sorry. I never meant to touch your face in a way that you didn't want your face to be touched. I was under the impression that I was vacationing in the Poconos.
Oh, that is uncanny.
I poked their nose.
You poked them.
You even included
nose.
A pun. I apologize for a
them
pun.
In their nose. Yes. You
wow.
Poked them in their nose.
This is a toss-up. You both get 2 points.
Yes. Thank that, God.
You both captured different elements of me.
And I know that you're from the Poconos and you like it there a lot.
I'm from Poconos, Illinois.
Mm-hmm,
clearly. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're moving on to the next portion of the game show. This is going to be an Adel Parade. Now, we're all familiar with a fantastic segment called Animal Parade. This is going to be a slight mutation of it in terms of this is called Adel Parade. Everything we see will be some version of Adel doing something. We'll still have the beat, the same beat we always do. And of course, no article following, no article about Adel, because the whole segment is just the song. So
I could find an article about Adel.
Does either of you remember my favorite number?
33, maybe.
33. So, JBC, you can decide if you want to go first or second. You will alternate, so you will be going continuously until I say stop, but you would be either starting or going second.
Huh? Okay, I'll go second then. I'll go second.
Okay. Great. So, Aaron, you're going to be starting off the parade. The two of you will alternate, and we'll probably go for about 30 seconds or so, but I'll call time when I feel like we're done with this. Whenever the two of you are ready. And here, I'll give the rhythm.
Gotcha.
The two of you don't have to worry about it.
An Adel with a backpack.
An Adel with a flannel on.
An Adel eating a fancy meal.
An Adel flying standby.
An Adel buying you a book.
An Adel up at 4 a.m.
An addle picking up the check.
Da, 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 da.
An addle on a Gemma's arm.
Guys, my whole life just flashed before my eyes.
Are you scared? You look scared.
I'm scared. This is, that was fantastic.
Addle, your whole life just flashed in front of your eyes, and I have an article here. This is an article from NPR from December 25th, 2009, titled, His Life All Wrapped Up.
Uh-oh.
Addle Rafi sits in his friend Louis Saunders' apartment in Chicago after wrapping Saunders' belongings while he was out of town. It took 16 people, 35 rolls of wrapping paper, and 8 hours to finish the job. This Christmas, Louis Saunders has lots of unwrapping to do, but the gifts aren't exactly new. After Sunday's, after Saunders gave him a spare key, Addle Rafi gathered members of his improv troupe to wrap every single item in Saunders' apartment, his clothes, the bath mat, even a beer in his fridge. The elaborate prank took 8 hours and required 35 rolls of wrapping paper and 16 comedians turned rappers. Most of his apartment is still not yet unwrapped, but Saunders says everything he unwraps turns out to be just what he wanted. Natal, I gotta ask you.
Yes.
All that trash, that ended up killing the turtles, is that correct?
That, it got caught in their nostrils.
That's the ocean?
What I'll say.
I can Google Addle, too. Magic Tavern is the funniest fantasy podcast
Let's not read that one. Let's not read that one. Come on.
Come on, Aaron. What are you doing?
Sorry.
I will say, so I went viral for doing a prank, like JBC said, where I wrapped my friend's entire apartment.
Holy shit.
We were on the news a bunch. We were on all kinds of, like, Japan was calling us. It was very wild. Here's what I'll say. The funniest part
Japan.
Of everything.
The country?
Yes. I have a key to the city.
The band.
I have a key
the
to the
city.
Country. The country. So it was on a ton of news stations and all these different shows and stuff. There was a news channel. I forget one. It was like a bigger. We were on like Good Morning America, but there was another one that was similar where they showed a clip of the video we took of showing Louis' apartment being wrapped, and they were talking about everything that happened. And at the end of it, they said, "And when they were done, they threw all that wrapping paper away." And we got, there were so many comments on the YouTube video where people were like, disgusting that you wouldn't recycle, da 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 da. And here's the thing, we did recycle the paper. We either undid it and used it to wrap presents that Christmas, or Louis recycled it.
That's
but the
not
news,
what I read.
The news just said what they wanted to say, which was a big lesson in life for me, where I'm like, oh, the news just says whatever they want, and then people take it as fact. But we were. So many people in the comments
I don't
got super
think
upset.
So,
yeah. So I do want to see a scene.
So.
I do want to see a scene. The two of you are news anchors on a popular news show. You've been anchors for quite some time, and you are just kind of you're at a point in your career where you're so established and so well loved, and you're such local celebrities. You just say whatever the fuck you want and report it as news.
And welcome to the 6 p.m. News. I'm Jennifer Noodles.
I'm Dusty Flanagan, and this is the 6 p.m. News. Jennifer has our top story tonight.
Thank you. Tonight, we have some bad news coming in from Washington, D.C. They're all itchy right now. This is breaking news, so it'll be coming into you slowly throughout the hour, but it just reports that everyone's a little bit itchy over there in Washington, D.C. Over to you.
Thank you. And now it's time for a segment we call Dusty's Corner. This is a corner where I tap into
Dusty's Corner.
Thank you. Where I tap into my investigative journalism roots. This week on Dusty's Corner, are waffles getting too expensive? I did an investigation at my local Cracker Barrel, and it turns out,
what'd you find, Dusty?
I mean, $9 for waffles? Come on. That's just too much.
Thank you, Dusty.
So Cracker Barrel, it's on you to fix this. Next time I come in, I better be eating $6 waffles.
And let's go over to Gio with sports. Now, this season, I want the Dodgers
hey,
to
Gio,
take it
we
all.
We gotta take it. We have to throw it over to you. You
huh?
can't pull attention.
You've been asked.
Over
We've
to
talked
sports.
About it, Gio.
Gio,
we'll throw
actually,
it to you.
We're going to Tilly with weather. Tilly? Hi, I'm Tilly, and it's really cold over in this part of the studio. Over to you for sports.
Thank you, Tilly. Gio with sports. Now, let's
no,
see.
No, Tilly, you can't throw to Gio.
You can throw
back to us, and we can throw
well,
to
back
Gio.
Back to you.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it.
I don't want it either.
All right, Gio, you can take it.
See. 2 points for each of you for that.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you. Oh, my God. What's the current score?
What is the current score?
Current score is 18 to 18.
fuck.
You two of you are tied.
I'm so scared. I'm not going to win at all.
Man.
The two of you are Tide Pods. Okay.
At all. Am I really a Tide Pod?
Drink
no,
me.
No, Aaron, come
drink
on.
Drink me. Remember?
Oh, yeah. This will make me smaller or bigger. Yeah. I forget. Or sick.
Those are remember. The three things food can make you: smaller, bigger, or sick.
I want to. Here's my plan. I want to rewrite Alice in Wonderland, but I want to make her have severe allergies.
Oh, so it's me.
One me. Food makes you smaller or bigger or sick.
And the cookies mother gives you put you in the ER for a week. Rhyme week with sick. That's always
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that works. You made it work.
That's always good. Okay, we are at, I believe, the final round.
Oh, okay. Well, final round.
And the final round for every game show, I believe, has been consistent throughout.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, of course, the final round for...
Lordy, 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 40, 40, 40, this dude's old as hell. Adler Fies, growing older giveaway.
Adler Fies, growing older giveaway.
Based on the age that Adler is turning today, Uncle
Adler faces death.
Fuck me, that's so old.
The final round is going to be Rap for Daddy. Now,
and
Aaron,
this is the one where we can wager any amount of points, correct?
Now, Aaron, what?
You can now. You can now.
I'd love to wager all of Aaron's points.
No!
All of Aaron's points.
I'd like to wager all of GPC's points.
No!
I want to wager all of Aaron's points against Aaron. Now, Aaron, historically...
Aaron, historically what?
This is a segment that has not been kind to you.
It really? is that true?
Well, here's what I'll say. It's led to some of my favorite moments ever from the show, but... I think in terms of the way you feel about it, I know that rapping makes you nervous. I know rhyming makes you sick. I know beats...
For your birthday, I'll get sick on rhymes. Aww.
But I told you, Adel, that busing makes me feel good, yet you never bring it up. You're always talking about Aaron's thing.
Busing rhymes makes you feel good. Uh-huh. Busta rhymes. So you're both going to rap. The category is going to be Adel for both of you.
Okay.
JPC, so last time we said, I asked my favorite number and you said 33. Do either of you know one of my favorite pizza toppings? I have two favorite pizza toppings. Do either of you know?
Pineapple.
Shrimp po' boys.
I do like shrimp po' boys.
You
the
like
pizza.
Peppers. You like green peppers.
Close.
You like banana peppers, my man.
I do, but that's not one of my top two.
Fuck off, man. You like the banana peppers. You know you do.
I do like, Aaron, I'm going to go with pineapple because there was a few years ago I was getting green olives and artichoke hearts are my two
green
favorite.
Olives.
But there's a time when I was doing pineapple and green olives, so I'll give that to Aaron. So, Aaron, you can either go first or second for the rap for...
I'd like to go second.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. Interesting choice. I'm an interesting
player. You saw that coming a mile away. So, JPC, whenever you are ready, you're going to rap for Daddy.
Okay. And Daddy, I assume that we have prepped the backing track.
Yes, I have.
Okay, great. Thank you, Casey. Okay, whenever
Thank
you're
you,
ready,
Casey.
Casey.
Here we go. This is JPC's Rap for Daddy Eddie.
Whoa!
Yo, his name is Adel. You spell that A-D-A-I. That's right. He's up in the sky because he can fly. With the best of them, put the shrimp on the sandwich. Po' boy, pimp. He likes to eat it when he's in New Orleans. Uh-oh, what's he, Dorlands? He's going door to door with a smile, knocking on the doors, saying, stay a while. My name's Adel. Can I apologize to you? Can I buy you a gift that's true? And he can. You know that he can. Adel. He's the gift buying man. Thank you so
wow.
much, Casey.
Wow.
That was amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Incredible. That was fantastic. JPC, I want to say that's going to be almost impossible to beat. Aaron, are you ready?
I think so. I think so too. Now, Adel, I have to let something slip.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the movie The Wedding Singer?
Oh, yes.
So there's an old woman in The Wedding Singer who is training for months because her husband and her are having their big anniversary and she wants to sing her husband a song.
Hippie, hippie, hop.
Erin knew what was going to happen. She knew what was coming up your birthday. Around December of last year, she reached out to me and said, JPC, I'd love to take some rapping lessons. And I said, Erin, I would love to give them to you. We have been working weekly on rapping lessons since December.
For this rap Erin's about to do?
This is so mean.
6 months of rapping lessons. And Erin is about to take it to the streets. So, Casey, please drop the beats.
Talking about my friend, Adel Refai. If you see him on the street, make sure you say hi. If you need a ride, he'll take you super far. He wouldn't want to stop at a tiki bar. The best part of his freaky little life is a beautiful, new, awesome wife. If he's your friend, Don't be scared, because he'll be your friend to the very end. If he's your friend, don't be scared. Addle. I think it's funny that I said, if he's your friend, don't be scared. That's it.
Yay. Amazing. Aaron, that was amazing.
I worked for months, right, JPC?
Six. Yeah, we had 6 months. So wow. We got, I guess for the way that it worked out was it was one couplet every 2 months. And if we had two more months, we could have gotten the fourth couplet, but we didn't. So
I'm sorry I got distracted and made myself laugh with the lyric, if he's your friend, don't be scared. That would be bizarre. That's so weird.
Yeah, I love it. It would be a little bizarre to be scared about something like that.
Although I will say, Aaron, I think that's par for the course. In terms of my whole life I've had very severe eyebrows. And so a lot of people, I guess up until they get to know me, are like scared of me, or they think that I'm like mad all the time.
Maddled.
So I think that works. I think works pretty well. One couple every month, is that's the same as Shakespeare did.
I don't remember anything I just said.
I think you're the same as Shakespeare. I would agree with that.
Well, here's what I'll have to say. I've crunched the numbers. And you're both winners. You both have 1,000 points. This is the best version of the game show I've ever experienced.
JPC
I thought the two of you were on the top of your game. I thought you both. I didn't think you would, but you both absolutely crushed and dominated the raps. I thought this was perfection. So you both get 1,000 points. You both
surfs up, my guy, 100%. The soundboard is back. I didn't just say that.
That's a point for
Casey. Said that.
That's 1,001 points for Casey, and Casey actually wins.
I think that might be our first visit for the soundboard to a regular episode.
Yeah, the soundboard's been lurking in the Patreon episodes, but now it's crossed over. It's in our world.
It's in our world now.
Multiverse of Madness. So the two of you both won with 1,000 points. JPC, you will tell me now, what would you like your poem, your bespoke poem written by me in my 40s? What would you like the content or the suggestion to be?
The suggestion for the poem I would say is going to be Long John Silver's Menu. I would like a poem, and the suggestion is Long John Silver's Menu.
I like that a lot.
I can't stress enough, that is right in my wheelhouse. Thank you.
I know, buddy.
I would like a poem about all of my untapped potential. No, I don't want that. I want a poem.
Wow.
No. I want a poem about all the books you haven't read in your house yet.
Okay.
Thank you. And Casey, what do you want your poem to be about?
Yeah, because Casey won too, an empiric victory.
Me.
Oh, good.
So Casey says about him.
So Casey wants a poem about me? Okay, I guess.
So I just put down Casey equals Casey. Well, thank you all so much for playing. I hope you had a good time.
I hope I did too.
Once again, this has been
Lordy, 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 40, 40, 40, this dude's old as hell. Amplifies growing older giveaway.
Amplifies growing older giveaway.
Based on the age that Addle is turning today, Uncle
Addle faces death.
Fuck me, that's so old.
I do want to give both the contestants any time that they would like to plug. This is the final round, is to plug whatever you want to plug. I just want to plug being 40. I feel very good. I'm very happy to be doing this with the two of you. Thank you for indulging me in this endeavor, and I'm feeling good, and I'm feeling loved, and not worrying about money anymore. I'm trying to buy everything in poems.
And I'll see you there, Addle, because I'll be there in a few years. And then Aaron, we'll leave the door open for you as well.
We'll leave the light on. Aaron, anything to plug?
Yes, I would like to plug being nice to Addle on the internet today. Aww. Just like treat nice things to him and be nice to him, and just be nice to Addle. Go follow him on Twitter and Instagram. He's a great guy. I hope he lives another 40 years and then 40 years again after that.
Phew, I was going to say.
And
wait, you weren't going to be happy with 80 years?
Happy birthday, Addle.
I'm happier with 120. Thank you, Aaron. JP's, anything you want to plug?
Look, I know I shouldn't ask for any more, but I think I deserve to live 120 years. Yeah, I like to plug the idea of dying when it's your time. 80 for me, plenty. Plenty. Totally plenty. I'm happy with 80. If I get it, then that's more than enough. No, I've got some reviews to read. These are all 5-star reviews, and if you want to get your review featured on the show, all you have to do is go and leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Here we go. The first one, it says, it's 5 stars. This is from Coffee Cavalier. It says, please, sir, can I have some more riddles, sir? Psych, I came for the riddles, but I stayed for the improv. The show is a bright spot in all of my week, and if I could have a new episode every day, I would pay all of the money. All of it. Or a poem, I guess. I don't think I've read a poem.
Thank you.
Do yourself a favor and listen to this podcast, and then when you fall in love with it, get the Patreon, because that's somehow even funnier. It's not somehow, it's on purpose even funnier. Also, shout out to Aaron Leif's laugh, big time fan, Aaron Leif, L-E-I-F. So not that big of a fan, I guess.
Ooh,
no, any... that's my real name. I just haven't corrected you guys.
Yeah. You're related to Leif Erickson, right?
Mm-hmm. Because that's his first name.
We got another one here. This is 5 stars from My Name Goes Here, question mark. It says, hello, I just wanted both of my co-hosts to know I have an incredibly stinky butt. That is all. It's a 5-star review, JPC. Uh-oh. You have to read it as per the verbal contract you made. My butt's not stinky. It's the normal amount
that's
of stinky that a butt should be. Well, it is stinky. It's a butt. Here we go. Another 5-star. This one comes from DM 1681. It says, how dare you? Who do these people think they are making me laugh and brightening my day? How considerate. This is how I consider
my brain.
It. How I consider it.
Howard, consider it?
Take your 5 stars and get out. And the last one comes from Big Kevin Mack. It says, best podcast I've heard. Hey, everyone, I know I said I'd cede my time to read reviews, but I'd like to go back to plugging things for a quick minute. Shout out to Uncle Santa for being the best idea I've ever come up with. Aaron, any plugs? So thank you, Kevin, for that confusing.
Oh, I get to plug again. I guess I'd like to plug.
And this is Geo with Sports. Now, today we're going to have
have it call over to yourself. You have to wait for someone to throw it to you.
Joke's on you, Big Kevin Mack. Erin already did her plug, so your little joke didn't fucking work, did it?
Well, okay, let's toss it over to, I want to say, Little Samantha with the weather. And
hi, I'm Little Samantha, Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Happy birthday, Adel.
Thank you.
Be nice to him on the internet today, or you're going to have to hear it from me.
Just today. You can go back to your
Little Samantha.
Little Samantha. Casey Tony did the editing. Mary Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emelina Morris. Hey there, rats and swallows. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It is part 3, the thrilling conclusion of our Hey Riddle City-inspired superhero series. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get ad-free episodes, for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.